Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 16th week after the Sunday of Trinity Thursday. Our scripture reading comes from Psalm 119, verses 121 through 128. I have done what is just and right. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Give your servant a pledge of good. Let not the insolent oppress me. My eyes long for your salvation and for the fulfillment of your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your steadfast love and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for your law has been broken. Therefore, I love your commandments above gold, above fine gold. Therefore, I consider all your precepts to be right. I hate every false way. Our scripture lesson comes from John chapter 14, verse 18. I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you. The common lesson taught in all the Gospels is that we should learn from them what kind of God we have. In this week's Gospel, Luke 7, 11 through 17, the point that is made quite clear is that God forsakes no one. And so he lets this widow see once again what kind of God she has. When she is forlorn and without a husband or son, Christ demonstrates to her that he is still at her side and says to her, in effect, learn to believe and trust in God. Recognize him to whom both death and life are both alike. Be brave-hearted and courageous. Do not weep. There is no need for that. Then Jesus steps up, awakens the dead man, and gives him to his mother. These and similar miracles are recorded in God's word that we may learn in our hearts what attitude to adopt over against God and what we should expect from him. This woman had certainly made up her mind that she had lost her son and that it was impossible for her to receive him back again. Even if someone had assured her that within an hour her son would be alive again, she would have regarded it as impossible and declared, "It is more likely that the heavens will collapse than that my son should live again." Before she has time to look about her, God intervenes and does what she had never even dared to regard as a possibility and restores her son to life. Why does God follow such a course? He allows a person to fall into such danger and fear that there is no longer any hope at all of counsel or help. But it is not his intention to lead us to despair. He wants us to put our faith and trust in him alone, who can bring forth a possibility from an impossibility, something out of nothing. Let us pray. As far as we are concerned, O God, you are never far off, but ever ready to help us, ever at our side and along all our paths and ways. Continue to support us with your boundless grace in and through Christ our Savior. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.